Good morning, everyone. Welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. We are beginning a new chapter this week, chapter 38, Perek Lamedches, and we're going to, as always, give a brief introduction to the Perek and talk about some of the background and feelings. In fact, some claim this Perek is not alone. It's part of a series of four Perekim in a row that speak about a very similar topic, a similar theme. So let's begin with just the first pasuk, as always. Mizmor LeDavid LaHazkir. Again, we've discussed at length Mizmor LeDavid, but this one begins unusually with one word, lahazkir, either to proclaim or remember, some translate, we'll see in a moment. And if you read the first three psukim together, which again, you can if you want to skip ahead a little bit, you'll notice that this perek seems to have David a little bit worried, actually frightened, I would say. In fact, the next two psukim talk about how David is afraid of Hashem's wrath and anger and how arrows have been shot at him. So what exactly is going on here? So Rashi writes, that this perek was written to be said at a time of tzara for all of Bnei Israel. Again, we've discussed in the past that David HaMelech viewed himself as having the kind of life that symbolizes the general peaks and valleys of Klal Yisrael's life as a unit as well. And so David went through some very difficult challenges, illnesses and attacks of enemies and even family. And so he sees that as a model for all the Klal Yisrael. And so Rashi says, this perek is really a generic perek, if you will, to be said for us at a time of tzara, as David here is expressing. He's afraid of God's wrath, going through difficulties and challenges and tests and punishment, all that kind of stuff. The Sforno seems to double down on Rashi's idea that it's a request, lahazkir. What's the request? The request is that he, and we, by the way, by extension, Bnei Israel, should not be forgotten in our time of distress, and there should be an end to them. Meaning sometimes we feel like we're in a situation where it's continuing to distress us, to give us great pain, we're suffering, and there's no end in sight. So Sforno says, well, it could be these punishments, lo aleinu, are deserved, but we, daven to Hashem, there should be an end. We should see the end, light at the end of the tunnel, that the punishment will come to an end and the suffering will cease, will stop. However, the Malbim says that this perek was specifically written by David HaMelech about a specific sin that he was being punished for and suffering from. And that was, of course, we mentioned many times before, the sin with Bathsheba. We discussed the story, which you know very well, hopefully by now, at length. And David felt that he wrote this perek, of course, when he was falling ill. And he recognized that this illness was not just Stam, an illness, but rather a punishment directly related to his decision in the sin, the chet with Bathsheba. So then what's Lahaz here? So Malbim writes something amazing. Malbim says, Lahazkir is the idea that his sins should be before him always as a reminder, which if you stop and think about it, is a fascinating idea. And especially, I always like to point this out, that you know, Hashem has guided us all the way through this Baruch Hashem amazing journey so far in Tehillim, and should continue to guide us through the rest of it till 150, usually till 120, but 150 Prakim, God willing, chapters, and God willing, many years in good health together learning. But Malbim says that what he's trying to express is that David isn't asking to wipe away the sin. He's saying, Lahazkir. Yes, I'm being punished. I want to remember this sin. Why? Because the sin will be a reminder. A reminder of what? A reminder that he was punished for his sin. It's a sin. No, it's funny. We find ourselves right now, as I said, Hashgacha Pratis, right before Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah, and then Yom Kippur. The theme of, one of the themes, of course, the major theme of this time of the year is tshuva, forgiveness from what? From our sins, our many misdeeds and our bad decisions and our averos, all those kinds of things. And we often think the best approach in life is, Hashem, please forgive me and wipe away my sins. Right, totally absolve me, wipe them away. David HaMelech here makes an expression of choice, and he says, Hashem, I'm being punished for my sin, but do not wipe them away. Mizmor LeDavid LaHazkir. Mention them. Leave them dangling, kaviyachol, in front of my eyes. Why? Because they're going to be a reminder to me never to do this misdeed, this misjudgment, this sin ever again. sometimes having sin in front of us is helpful to us never to repeat it. Now, there is a halacha, the Ramban codifies it in the Mishnah Torah, that you cannot remind a Baal Tshuva of their sin. That's bringing up their past. That's for the other, for a different person. But for ourselves, sometimes our sins are the cause of us bettering ourselves. And reminding ourselves of our sins, of the mistakes that we made, can somehow help us recalibrate and live a better life and build upon those sins. And they can be a source of great strength as we build ourselves up closer to Hashem in our path to tshuva. I want to share just one insight from the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal, who really expressed this so beautifully in a medrash about Avraham Avinu. When the Torah says, Lech lecha me'aretzecha, go forth from your land, so all the Mefarshim, the Gemara, the Medrash want to know what's lech lecha, why the double language lech lecha. So one expression in the Medrash learns lecha as the following. What's lecha? Tal yilad duzecha. Do is your childhood. What does that mean? Shai Avraham Avinu mispachi ve'omer tomar sheish v'yadi avon shayisi ovid avos kochavim. Avram thought to himself, maybe, says the Medrash, Hashem is saying, leave your homeland, go to a place, I'm going to tell you where it is. You know, imagine thinking to yourself how ominous that could feel, and how could be, you know, the Havdil, you can hear or feel the music and the movie or the cartoon playing very slow and creepy. Hashem says, get up and leave your homeland and go to a faraway place. I'm going to tell you later where it is and what it is. Avraham thinks to himself, says the Medrash, oh my gosh, Hashem is banishing me from my homeland because even though I've connected with him now, I've had so many sins of Avodah Zarah that Hashem says, I'm done with you. And he's taking me to banishment, to exile, to maybe kill me off in a faraway place. And when he heard Lech Lecha, he was frightened. He was scared. Hashem had to give him chizuk. So Amar le'Akadosh Baruch Hu, no, tal yadusah. Rather, your childhood is like dew. What does it mean, dew? Matal ze poreach. Af avanosecha porachim. Just like tal is poreach, it starts on the ground, but it raises up. It rises to a high level off the ground into the heavens. So too, your avonos of your childhood, the sins of your youth, all that avodah zarah is going to be raised up to a high place. Just like tal is simen bracha always on the ground for the world to nourish the crops and feed the world, so too your youth, your sins, you Avraham Avinu, are bracha to the world. The Baal Shem Tov said what Hashem was telling Avraham here was, don't think that your sins are a source of, are a constant source of pain to me, the opposite. We're going to use your sins, your past, to raise you up. And in fact, they were what propelled Avraham Avinu to find, to discover Hashem, and to be able to be the ambassador, the great spokesman for monotheism in all the world. It helped him tremendously in his journey. In fact, some of Farshim, I believe, the Akidas Yitzchak says, where did he get the, ironically, that's the name of the Mefarish, where did he get the koach, the strength to be able to fulfill or follow Hashem's mandate to sacrifice his son Yitzchak? From the Avodah Zarah days, because who sacrifices children besides people who are possibly Ovdei Avodah Zarah on an altar, right? So that's where he got it from. So we're going to use your past, your sins, as a source to raise you up to a place of bracha, to be an ambassador of God's goodwill in the world. And so the Baal Shem Tov says that was the benefit here of your sins of your youth. They're tal, like do, and that's the idea of David HaMelech here. Don't erase my sins. But last year, I want to continue to be zochia, remember them, to mention them, because they're going to help me navigate to a better place for the rest of my life. And that, I think, is an important yisod we're going to end with today, going into the holiday of Rosh Hashanah. That, of course, it's Yom HaDin, and we're maybe frightened, concerned, the word maybe is better, awe. We're in awe of Hashem taking that seat behind the bench with his gavel, Kaviyachol, and judging us, but remember that sometimes sin, our mistakes, are really a great source of chizuk to us in helping us navigate a better direction forward. And sometimes erasing them could be a grave mistake, because erasing them means we're going to forget that we sinned and not remember how to navigate past them next time they come around. And so I hope that gives everyone chizuk, thinking about that Hashem really wants to judge us for the best, to use not just our mitzvot, but our sins, as a source to strengthen us in the coming year. And may Hashem give us all a good din, a good kvittel in the coming year, and wish us all a shnas bracha, hatzlacha, b'chol maise, yadenu, success in all that we do. And hopefully, as I always like to wish everyone, kol mishalos, libeinu letova, all that we daven for to come to fruition for a year of good health, success, fulfillment, and happiness, and all good things for ourselves, our families, Klal Yisrael, and of course, Eretz Yisrael. Shana Tova to one and all, and we'll speak in Yirtzeh Hashem with part 2 after Rosh Hashanah.